You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Broads, life is complicated enough. Getting your birth control doesn't have to be. And now, thanks to the Pill Club, it's not. The Pill Club is a birth control subscription delivered straight to your door.
The Pill Club contains over 120 FDA-approved brands. Most brands of birth control are free with insurance or Medicaid. Otherwise, prices start as low as $7 per month without insurance. And each month, your prescription is delivered right to your door in discreet packaging, and it's as easy as that.
And right now, when you go to the Pill PillClub.com/chatty. The Pill Club is offering a $10 donation to bedsider.org. For every Chatty Broads listener who becomes a patient, your donation will help low-income individuals get access to birth control through bedsider.org.
That's thepillclub.com/chatty to get your first birth control care package and donate to help more people in need of affordable birth control. Remember, thepillclub.com/chatty. You must use the link to make a donation. thepillclub.com/chatty.
This episode is also brought to you by Girlfriend Collective. Usually trashy isn't a word you want someone using to describe your outfit, but in this case of Girlfriend Collective, it is a compliment and true. Girlfriend Collective turns trash like plastic water bottles, fishing nets, and other waste into chic active wear sets.
Their leggings are squat proof, which is an obvious necessity, but they also have pockets, and you can find all of their items in sizes from extra, extra small to 6XL.
I am slowly swapping out all of my activewear for Girlfriend Collective. It's the best quality, most comfortable brand I've ever found. And I'll be honest, I wear their sets for a lot more than working out. I can also confirm they're great for running errands and lounging.
For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering first-time customers $25 off purchases of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/chatty. So that's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/chatty. Girlfriend.com/chatty.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
This is for you, man.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head?
Dude, what does that lyric even mean? What the hell is on Joey's head?
Not it's in the photograph.
Not look in his head, photograph. But like, what the hell is on Joey's head? It's like a hat.
What the hell is on Joey's head? And this is where I grew up. I think the president would have fixed it up. I never knew he went without.
I love letting you go solo.
The second floor is high, sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the times I'd better things to do. Criminal records says I broke in twice. I must have done at least a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better than I was back then. And if I wasn't, they would have let me in. Oh. Oh. And every memory is looking out the back door. At the photo of a treadle on the bathroom floor. It's time to say it. It's time to say it. Goodbye. Goodbye, every moment that we're walking at the front door. I found the photo of the friend that I was looking for. It's hard to say, it's time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye.
Wow.
That's what happens when you lose bets.
Fuck yes, it is. Best bet ever lost.
Welcome back, everyone,
for a special dish.
Song goes out to Joey's this is head.
What the fuck is on Joey's head?
Dude, like, I just like that. It's just like, what the hell's on Joey's head? Like, well, yeah, man, you guys know what we're talking about. You get us.
What I love is before this, Evan and I were talking about, now that he's been forced to learn the song and get more familiar, he says 10 out of 10 banger.
Here's the thing with these kind of songs is like, some people hate Nickelback, some people love Nickelback, but at the end of the day, you can't argue with the fact that like they write hits.
Yo, that song is a smash.
That's not even like a hit
is underplaying it. That thing is that's a big ass wrecking ball.
Like, I just remember hearing that song as a kid and just being like, that's a banger.
That's a banger, dude. Trust me, I was listening to Linkin Park the whole way over here. Talk about fucking fire. Bangers.
This is where I went to school.
Because it kind of hits the country thing too. It's like back road, ketchup on your shirt kind of vibe. So it's kind of like, it's like rock, but it's also like, if you're from my town.
He also does a like Creed voice, which I'm just an absolute sucker for.
Just look at this show. Look at this graph. Look at this graph.
What is Creed's big song? The like,
can you take me higher? Where blind men see.
No joke.
That song goes so hard though.
Dude, I don't know if it's that song exactly, but there was a Creed song. I remember being like, dude.
The parting of the hand.
The parting. Dude, I remember Creed had a song, and this was back in like when we were really young, like, I don't know, third, fourth, fifth grade or something like that. And they had a music video on MTV, and it had this girl in a bikini, and she came up the water.
Yes.
And I just remember like being like, oh, I get it now.
This is when you were like, now I want to work in music.
I remember like looking for the video on like online, back when online was like not what it is today, and just being like, I gotta see that girl again. If you are tuning in audio, then you missed out on the looks tonight. I'm serving up Legolas meets Chad Krogh.
And I am the leftovers of my goblin outfit.
Yeah, we got, it's kind of nice too, because it's kind of like put together last minute. So we got like patchy front.
Yeah.
But hey, I will say this, never seen someone put on a full look so fast. Like, you did all this in, while I was talking to you about something else, you put it on your whole face with no mirror and no idea of.
I can clean up, dude. I can clean up.
You look good. You could pass.
This might be my thing.
You could do well in Middle Earth.
But the the thing is, the orcs don't do well in Middle Earth.
But
dude,
here's the thing. I'm talking about, you know, like, you know, maybe dating and hooking up. Like, I think you could slay some orc.
Oh, I honestly think if we're talking dating apps right now, which I know is a conversation for the ladies, I think having like LARPing photos and fantasy style photos like this would kill so much harder than what like cool guys guy. Think. Or like, yeah, being like, I'm a fucking cool ass dude.
Be like, dude, I lift weights and I just like, you know, make money and like, you know, be fun.
No. If I had listed on this that it's like, I do this for fun and I make money, slaying.
Yes, because it's like he's fun and rich.
Yeah, that's a tough to find combo.
That is tough
to
find.
Because the people who like to do this and are filthy rich often are like Elon Musk, where you're sort of like, what's going on there? I'm just bashing on my fellow nerds, and that's not okay.
Hey, I can't believe you took down the god nerd too.
Elon?
Like, Elon is the god nerd.
Did you see the meme of him like from 15 years ago?
No.
When they show Elon Musk before today, and they show like his hairline, and there's like then all this stuff of like, it's implants from his ass, and it's like his ass hair.
Well, dude, have you seen the Bezos ones?
No.
The Bezos are just equally as great, because Bezos has like really nice like clothing now, and then he also is like really ripped. Like, he works out all the time.
Yeah.
And he just looks like the epitome of a billionaire. He's just like walking off of a jet.
He has billionaire syndrome.
Yeah. But there's pictures.
He doesn't walk off jets anymore, dude. He walks off spaceships.
Sorry.
Now.
And then he, Please. With cowboy hats. And weird. And then he also, and then there's this picture of him like when Amazon hit a billion for the first time, and he's just sitting there like, hi. And it's like this hilariously like corny photo of him. And it's funny how they all turn into kind of like, I'm hot now. Like, well, they have a resurgence. They're like, I've conquered the business world, so now I want to be hot. I've never been the hot guy. I want to try that out.
He wants to conquer. He wants to be the hottest guy in space, which is where the cowboy hat comes from. Because we have to remember, he doesn't have billionaire syndrome. He has trillionaire syndrome.
Is he there now?
Yeah, they're the first $1 trillion company.
That's not even real anymore.
No, that's, it's like, not. That's like, so it's sort that's of like
kingdoms.
I have a hard time making fun of him for wearing a cowboy hat into space, because a couple of, like, you know, talking some of my favorite movies, I love trash blockbusters. Armageddon and Space Cowboys.
Yeah.
Are up there for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But it wasn't even like a real cowboy hat. It was like a weird flimsy one that you'd buy at like a gift shop on vacation.
I just
wasn't
love
it? It was like kind of flimsy.
Because you
weird.
Just remember, it's like, that's who this guy is at heart. Is the guy who buys the trash cowboy hat at the gas station.
When he goes to Cabo, he buys like the Cabo t-shirt.
Yeah.
But it's not in an ironic way. It's like, oh, because we went to vacation here, we need to buy this t-shirt.
So he likes like sick tropical frogs all over his thing. He's like, I went to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica living.
Yeah.
But what, and also what I like about those kind of guys is they're so out of it. Like, they're no longer living real. They're not real humans anymore, because they haven't interacted with real human beings in so long that they just don't even have an awareness of like what is going on.
Speaking of real humans, this is going to be my segue into the BIP situation. Is there anyone real on this beach, or is it basically Joe and Serena?
They feel the realest.
They feel there is. Tajwan was the realest to me.
Tajwan was dope. Gone. I liked Trey. I did like Trey. He had his issues, but I did think he was real.
I
just think he's like, you know.
I liked Trey till he flipped his fucking lid, all on account of his boy, which I was like,
be respectful.
Well, for real though.
Be respectful.
From the be respectful crew, these guys literally were so fragile.
Fragile.
Like eggs, dude. Just smashing eggs.
I think what the whole, I call them the bro pack, by the way.
The bro pack?
Yeah,
I like that.
Like a wolf pack, but the bro pack. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing about the bro pack. And by the way, welcome to Chatty Bros, where there is no structure. And we jump from Jeff Bezos's cowboy hat to interweavings of emotional and sexual adventures on a reality show.
Yeah.
And then from that, we were in Nickelback cover songs.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros to talk to you about something important. Okay, so in my mind, I am like a chef goddess. Nutritious dinners on the table every single night. Whole ingredients type of woman. But in reality, it doesn't really work out that way most of the time. The fact of the matter is, foods that are convenient and fast are not always the most nutritious. But sometimes, when the to-do list is never ending and I've got a cranky child attached to me and my email won't stop buzzing, it's the only thing I can manage. But then I got introduced to Green Chef, and now I can have a healthy, nutritious dinner on the table in just a matter of minutes, no matter how busy my day gets.
Green Chef is different from all other meal kits because it's about nutrient-dense recipes and premium ingredients like organic fruits and veggies and high-quality organic proteins. And it all starts with their menu options. So each week you'll get to choose from 30 recipes with a lot of lifestyle-specific options like keto, paleo, and plant-powered. And after you've made your choices, Green Chef delivers your pre-portioned ingredients and easy-to-follow recipe cards right to your door. This delivery kit in particular has, in my opinion, some of the best options for like vegan, vegetarian lifestyles.
Love it. The fact that I can have something like spiced sweet potato tacos on the table ready to go in just 30 minutes plus, I didn't have to find the recipe or grocery store shop for any of the ingredients, is mind-blowing. And it's just such a huge relief for my husband and I to know that no matter how busy we get, we don't have to resort always to takeout or whatever is left in the back of the pantry on days we get busy. We have options with Green Chef.
Go to greenchef.com/chatty100 and use code chatty100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/chatty100 and use code chatty100 to get $100 off, including free shipping. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well.
At this point, I feel like it's pretty widely accepted that natural home products are what we should be using. But did you know that less than 2% of households use only natural products? I mean, I'll admit, Even I don't use all natural, not because I don't want to, but because the number of choices and brands available is overwhelming sometimes. How do I know what's best? Are the labels being truthful? What kind of ingredients should I be looking out for? Well, good news, there's a simpler way to shop and live naturally, and that's with Grove.
Grove is an online marketplace set up for healthy home, beauty, and personal care products. And I feel like we've all been in the same situation. You're at the store to get dish soap. You're trying to get one that isn't full of harmful chemicals or destroying the planet, only to realize you literally have no idea what you're supposed to be looking for. So that's what Grove is meant for. They're taking the guesswork out of going green.
Every single product they carry is guaranteed to be good for you, your family, your home, the planet. They do the research so you don't have to. And not only does Grove carry all of the natural products you probably already know and love, they also carry their own Grove-made products. I'm obsessed with their seedling tree-free paper towels because when you've got a little one in the house, you do go through paper towels sometimes. It's just inevitable. This is a way more sustainable way to go.
Choosing products that are better for you and the planet has never been easier. And for a limited time, when our listeners go to grove.com/chatty, you get to choose a free starter set with your first order. Go to grove.com/chatty to get your exclusive order. That's grove.com/chatty.
So here's the thing about the bro pack. It's a classic like mob mentality. Mm-hmm. If you're alone, you don't act like that. But when you got like five of your bros being like, yeah, right, he's the worst, get rid of him. And you're like, yeah, he is the worst. Yo, yeah, he is the worst. And then fast forward a week and you're just like, you're not even living in reality anymore.
You know who I'm starting to like the most out of the bro pack is James.
I've always loved James.
I just like when James is
with... I agree with you entirely.
Right? When he's with the women and you're seeing James one-on-one with the women, I'm like, oh, James actually seems like... I don't know. He just seems like a sweetheart out of
all
of them.
He's very respectful.
He's very respectful.
And he's chill and he like takes his time and he never's the one lashing out. Like even if he doesn't like Thomas or he's a part of that, he's never like... He's just like, no. Yeah, man, it's you can't trust that guy. You know?
No. And that's... Oh, my God, dude. I have so many thoughts. First, before we go into our thoughts, do we have any specific things that we want to touch on? We have four episodes.
So the way I was thinking about it...
think about and just...
Yeah.
Just vomit all over about...
What do you think about this?
Okay.
What if we just kind of go through each kind of couple and the... You know what I mean? We kind of go through like, oh, okay, this... What do you think about these two and everything they've gone through? Okay, she broke up with him. Now she's with him. What do we think about those three people? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of love triangles and stuff. So I don't think we should go by person. I think we should go by like kind of roughly couple. I don't even think we need to bother with some people that are kind of like boring. But like, we can just go by couple. So let's start with Thomas. Let's get into it.
I think... Okay. So I thought Thomas's apology...
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
I thought he came in and he just hit all the bases. It was like, dude, these are all the notes that you need to say. And he was just sort of okay. And backtracking, when Thomas was asked about like the beef from the guys from what girl was he talking to again?
Serena. Yeah.
When he was like, look, Trey is like emotionally fragile.
Mm.
And then she's like going on about like, I can't stand the way that like he what is that? Like he's talking about Trey like his dad. And he's like, I think about him like a little brother or whatever. And then he goes up and he apologizes to all those guys. And he's like, look, like I understand why your feelings are hurt. I'm watching back those episodes and I'm seeing it. And he's like, you know, I was focusing more on me and not really thinking about how my actions were affecting you guys. And I understand where all your animosity is coming from.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I can own that. And I can also understand that you guys aren't looking for like... The apology only goes so far. You guys really want to see action. So like, I'm hoping I can show that to you guys and we can all move paths or whatever. It's like, dude, that was fantastic. Like
he kind of like nailed it.
Super nailed it. And he's nailed it so much so to the point where you're like, is that real? Or is he like so prepped for the cameras or whatever? So it's like you start. But anyway, in my mind, I'm like, he fucking nailed it. And then what killed me is they start to then talk about that Serena started saying that he said this about Trey and all this stuff. And then Trey flips his fucking lid when he finds out what he says about him through hearsay. And this is what, in return, the way he confronts him proved everything Thomas said about him correct.
Where Here's he was the like, thing, though.
He's like, Trey's emotionally fragile. Trey hears a troubling thing Thomas supposedly said about him. And rather than ask Thomas, did you say that? Why did you say that? What do you mean by that? What's your perspective? Here's how that, whatever. He just goes, you know what? Here's what I'm going to tell you, dude. And it was this all one-sided interpretation that he got through hearsay. And then just goes, I don't want to hear anything you have to say about it. That's it. I'm walking away. And it was like, yeah, cool, dude. So like, here you are talking all about like your mindset, mm-hmm, and how like emotionally, you know, sort of mature you are. And here you are like visual, like you're like vibrating with how hard you're freaking out. And you tell someone that basically they can't say anything. You're just going to fully freak out on them. And then that's the end of it. And you're walking away. And be like, yeah, dude, there's no...
No, I agree completely. My only thing is, don't get yourself into this situation, Thomas.
Well,
So my thing is like, yes, I think he handled the apology well. I think he did all this stuff. But then it's like when, you know, when they're talking about Trey and the beef there, it's like, he didn't need to say that he's emotionally fragile at all. He could have just said, we didn't speak the same language and our wires crossed. And because of that, like, there were feelings hurt. He didn't need to like psychoanalyze and basically like diss him and call him a child and basically be like, well, he's kind of like a kid. He's like my little bro. And I had to kind of like stoop down to his level. Like, that's kind of what he was saying, even though he wasn't being a dick about it. He was like, I would be honest. Like, if me and you had like a big blowout and like we didn't talk, we had issues, and then you came to me and apologized and said, hey, man, I'm sorry for the way that things went down. And I said, okay, I forgive you. And then I find out like that same day you were calling me like your little bro and that you have to kind of be sensitive around me because I'm so sensitive. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. And Serena is a, you know, you can believe her. Like, she's not a drama starter, right? So it's like, I would be like, fuck you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're talking about me on the same day you apologize to me in a way that like belittling and patronizing me. I'm not saying that him freaking out is okay, but I totally understand being like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, Thomas still, even though he's apologizing, he's still kind of saying like, but I'm bigger and better than you guys. It's kind of that vibe. So I can understand why them listening to an apology and being like, technically you're right, but I'm still getting the vibe off of you and it's driving me crazy.
I don't disagree with any of that. I just don't think he was wrong. I think that he was
agree completely. Like, I mean, on paper, he's totally right.
So then it's like, if we jump, look at Trey's reaction to Tammy making out with Thomas.
Freaked.
Who's literally like, Trey was never emotionally invested in Tammy as far as like a relationship goes. She made out like she, you know, I mean, it's not even.
He
like,
got the bro pack syndrome.
Exactly. And he freaked out. He started calling her.
He's like, trash bag behavior and shit. Like,
he was like, that's trash. She's trash. Like all this stuff. And it was like, who called her a dog? Someone like, yeah, dude, it was like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
It's the bro pack mentality. It's like, if you're alone, you don't act like that. But when all your homies are going, yeah, and she's this, and you're, yeah, she is this. And then all of a sudden it's like, you just lose perspective.
Dude. And that was the stuff where I was like, you guys, all your heads are so far up your ass and you're all so high on your own supply right now that it's like the moment they got tweaked with a little bit, they're just like completely falling apart. And what upset me the most was what they were most mad about was that the women weren't listening to them.
Yes.
And it was like, what are you guys,
it's
like
the same, dude, it's the same thing that happens every season, and it's happening in BIP as well. Anytime people don't have strong connections, they obsess about everyone else. So it's like Aaron, clearly him and Tammy slipping. Trey, him and Tajwan, not really working, as we see. You know, James doesn't really have a relationship. It's like all three of those guys, even specifically, aren't in a solid situation, as they were not all solid on Katie's season. They were never super solid. They kind of had some looks, but never. And those are the people that freak out. The same thing that happened with the previous Bachelorette. It was all the women that weren't really locked in that all of a sudden are losing their minds about everyone else's drama. So it's like, you don't see Joe, you don't see all these people that like are in locked in with people being like freaking out and being like, yeah, go get him, man. It's like, it's always the people that have time on their hands because they don't have a connection.
Well, totally. I mean, that's people's like, that's their insecurities coming out. But yeah. I don't know, like your insecurities can manifest in a lot of different ways. But like, yeah, what I think is silly is that they're sort of like, everything that they're saying about Thomas
yeah,
this like a full mirror to themselves that they're doing in that situation. Be like, when he, even when he confronted Tammy, it was like, did you tell him that you all sat around and called her trash and a dog and all these other things? That was
gnarly.
It's like, no, dude, you just told her that she like betrayed your trust and all this shit, when it's really like you and Tammy became a couple out of convenience.
And by the way, Aaron,
and you didn't make her feel special in the way Thomas did by going way out of his way to say that he's attracted to her and that he wants to kiss her more than anything, but like he's not doing it out of respect for like the relationship she has with Aaron. And she's like, fuck Aaron, and crawls all over
him. Aaron because made out with Serena C the day before.
Yeah. And he's giving Tammy affirmation that's like goes way farther than being like, well, let's just couple up out of convenience so we don't get kicked off the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Aaron's like, you stabbed me in the back, like you hurt me. And it's like, bro, what about your situation with her do you think was making her actually feel special and seen,
right,
and like worth something?
Well, and how about the fact that Aaron, his biggest thing, like he kept talking about, was not that like he liked Tammy. It was the fact that you made out with the dude that I hate the most.
You made out with my arch nemesis.
Grade are we in?
Literally.
Like that's some fifth grade stuff. Like, wait, you went to Jacob's house and didn't invite me, and you know I hate Jacob, and you hung out with him and played Xbox with him. You are dead to me. You know what I mean? It's just kind of this, like, it's very weird for him. Like, you know what I mean? It's okay. So let's go. Oh, by the way, you saw it happen when Thomas and Aaron had their like conversation. Cause you saw Thomas, who's like, is this like supremely confident guy?
How just tall, like, did he say? He said he's six seven.
That's annoying. He's obsessed with his height. He keeps talking about it. It's a little much.
6'7".
6'6" or 6'7", something like
that. He's an NBA height.
Yeah, so he's like super good looking, and he's 6'6" or 6'7". Like, dude, okay, I get it.
Supremely buff.
Yeah, and it's like, I also think he's like ridiculously confident, because like even Aaron talking to him, you could just see Aaron shrink a little bit. Like, and just like the like, I'm sorry that I had to get physical with Tammy in front of you, but it is what it is. And he's just like, but you suck, bro. You know, it's just, it was brutal. But it kind of, let's transfer now.
I do like though when he was just like, you act like I'm doing this out of a personal vendetta.
Yeah, like you actually think that like I'm making out with Tammy to get at you. Like, I don't even think about you.
And it was literally like, and your petty drama is insignificant to me as well.
And that's the worst thing Aaron could hear, because Aaron's so obsessed with Thomas that like the best thing he could hear is like, I did it, got you, buddy.
Yeah.
But the worst thing you could hear is like, I wasn't even thinking about you.
Bro, like,
because it's like, wait, I'm thinking about you all day.
And he was just like, the most he thought about you is like, you're, he's like, that sensitive little child is going to freak out if I do this. And Tammy's like, oh, that guy, let me just straddle you right in front of him.
Yeah, because Tammy took the reins, which was just a wild move.
Hot.
It was hot.
It was a hot,
it was a very hot move. Like the whole thing that was going on.
It was one of the hottest things we've seen on Paradise thus far.
It was very hot. And that's probably what made it worse for Aaron, too, because he was like, whoa, she did not straddle me like that.
No, dude, because what do you expect? What do you mean? You treated her like a best friend. It was like all a negotiation.
Yep. Okay, so this brings me then to Carl.
The Carl. I love the Carl. I love the Carl now more than ever.
Deandra and Chasen.
Oh, God.
Oh, the sound of freedom. Carl, Deandra, and Chasen.
Chasen. Should we do a little quick, the Smoke Bros? Smoke Bros?
The Smoke Bros?
Smoke Bros.
Oh. Well, this is a slight, you know, this is a nod to our other bro impression. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is more of like almost like a thank you for the birth. And we're going to take it to a different level. Because what I like about these guys are San Diego bros. San Diego bros.
Serious San Diego. They like French fries in their burritos.
And it's very like, dude, we are going to kill this beach, baby. And they're like,
arm in arm. It's like, just like,
bro,
show how awesome. Are you ready to
overtake this beach, my guy?
This bromance right here.
Dude, are you ready to get down there and just absolutely have our pick?
I'm so ready to just get in that room and just absolutely crush it and make all those guys feel so insecure by just the confidence that we're exuding by leaning on each other right now.
Dude, listen to me. When we get down there, we're basically going to be kings. So, like, are you down to split the kingdom, like, 50-50?
I can't wait to just have our pick of the litter down there, dude.
It's going to be mental, man. All the guys are going to shudder. And then they get down there and they're just like, what's up? Great to see you. Don't.
Let me just say I was happy to see the whole thing blow up in Chasen's face.
Okay. So, this is what I want to get into. Chasen and Carl.
Yeah.
Both arguably not real human beings.
Oh, completely.
Like just absolute characters, right? Yes. Just bizarre, hilarious, unique. Like if you met either of those guys, you'd be like, dude, I met this guy last night at the bar. Like he's an absolute character. Like you got to see this guy. He's hilarious. He's bizarre though. He doesn't even know how funny he is. He's just out there. And then you meet Deandra, who, in my opinion, arguably the best looking person on the beach.
Dude.
Just absolutely 10 out of 10. And cool as shit.
Cool
like
as.
Like down to earth, mellow, mature, calm. Like, and she chose the two absolute bonkers guys. It's not like it was Carl and then it was like Brendan or like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like one normal, one crazy. It was the only two absolute crazy guys were the two guys she's been entertaining.
Well, this is the situation with Bachelor, which I think the key to the whole equation is being made to feel special. So like the biggest question to me is like, why isn't everyone squabbling over her? Like, why not? I don't understand.
Dude, it's crazy.
She's very healthy.
Dude, she's very healthy.
And I just am very confused why there isn't like
a line out the door.
Yeah. Like, why is Serena the most? Like, why were guys competing over her? Like, why is this? I was just like, I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there because that's all opinion based stuff. Me and Rebecca going modes of attraction, whatever. It's all different. Absolutely. What I think is fun is like, she'll be like, well, I think that girl. And I'll be like, well, I disagree.
Well, and I don't think it's an either or. I think everyone can agree, Deandra is a smoke show for the smoke bros.
Absolutely, dude.
That was actually, right? The whole smoke show with the smoke bros. So, like, I came up with that. It's like, what?
Dude, so I love Serena saying that she was basically like...
I agree. I know what you're going to say.
Where she was like, they got a lot of shit for calling her a smoke show. And she was like, what girl doesn't want to be called a smoke show?
Clapping at that. It was so funny because it's so true. She's like, I loved it. I thought it was dope.
For real.
Just another reason why Cerrito P is
this
so cool.
Stuff, for right? But the stuff that kills me was like, I loved Noah's take on the whole thing where he was basically like, both these idiots are giving Deandra jewelry thinking that gesture is going to
so
be
So I
want to like,
get into this. Let's get into that whole scenario because it killed me.
He was basically like, she is so above that.
Yeah. Like, how is this even in... No, but what I love about it is it's so on brand for those guys.
For them.
So
exactly.
The guy gave him like a promise bracelet, which was the corniest thing ever. And then homie comes out and gives her a like Cuban necklace with a little like trinket on it. The same like day or like next day that like Carl gave it to him. First of all, such a producer plant.
Oh.
Because he didn't have that laying around. Like, I believe Carl brought him.
I do believe Carl brought
that. But I don't
that.
Believe that, like, Chasen had that ready to go.
No, that so he had, like,
we went up to someone who said, hey, can you get me
the
something?
The cubic zirconium Cuban chain.
Five times the size of the bracelet, right? It's just so obvious. It was so hilarious that, like, and then, you know, Carl had to call him out. Can I say something, though?
Yeah.
I have had a change of heart with Carl.
Same.
I like him.
I do, too.
He kind of dropped the character thing a little bit and became just a real guy.
Yeah.
And he handled the breakup well.
Probably the better from everyone we saw.
He handled even Chasen coming in to like, he's like, bro, are you serious? I need five more minutes. You know what I mean? Like he kept handling it well. And I was just like, dude, Carl, you're kind of like killing it right
That's
now.
That's where I'm like with Chasen. I'm like, small what the whole time? I'm like, bro.
Oh my God, he's
ego.
Sucked.
Where is your? You have the smallest ego and sense of self-esteem. Like, how fragile are you, bro? You spent the entire day with her doing Kama Sutra exercises.
Oh my, like you couldn't
Carl
have been laid have a
pulls
layup
her
more.
Aside for all of 3 minutes, and you are so bothered and shook up by this that you have to completely interrupt, and then not only interrupt, hover and stand there the entire time that Carl's talking to her, which I give Carl, I commend him for literally like pretending like he's not even there and not even getting overly aggressive, just being like putting up boundaries, just being like, bro, what are you doing? And then just continuing to her, which I wish it would have spoke more to her, because I mean, the thing that I think sucks about Carl is Carl got such a bad edit to no one's fault but his own, that no one was ever going to give Carl a fighting chance. None of the women were going to give Carl a fighting chance. She accepted his rose because he gave her a rose so that she could stay on. So it's like, of course she's going to accept it. She never had any feelings for Carl. And that's why I do feel bad for him, is the like, I don't get where these guys, I don't get where anyone on this show thinks that like, because someone gave you a rose, thinks that they're genuinely into you. Like Mari giving James his rose.
Yeah.
And James suddenly gets all excited. It's like, bro, if anyone thinks that Mari has moved on from Kenny, they're an idiot. Like, don't delude yourself into believing that she's actually into you. Like, wake up and smell the fucking roses and realize what show you're on.
Exactly.
And that was a pity rose, dude. Don't get distracted by that. Keep investing your time elsewhere. Keep chasing down, you know, who was it that came on in that one towards the end? Like, he should be going after Becca, and he should be going after, why can't I think of her name? The Southern girl. Why can't I think of her name?
Tia.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, like, at least just focus on those things. But Chasen, I'm just like, he's
just a bizarre guy. I mean, well, he's just out there.
The same things that bothered me about Chasen bothered me on this, which was like, great first impression. And then as you get to know him more, I'm like, dude, there is like, what is going on? Why are you so fragile and sensitive to these things? And like, I couldn't get over the like, it really upset me to watch him hover over Carl in that way, to be like,
it upset me too.
Run one upping him in that way and feeling like he was being the bigger man. Even the stuff like when Carl confronted him and he's like, good job. He's like, good
congratulations,
job.
Which is like, how is that a comeback to anything he said?
Dude, you're so like,
here's the thing though. I don't think he has a small ego. I think he's like a guy that thinks that this behavior is cool. Like, he doesn't hit me as someone that's like unsure of himself. Like, he's super sure of himself in like a weird, like child way. Like, the fact that he thought that getting her a necklace was like a cool move, like, is so out there, like so wildly out there. Like, even Carl giving her, but that's my point about them two, is like, they're both like little kids in a way. Cause it's like, even Carl giving her like a bracelet was kind of like a cute, but also like fifth grade move.
Yeah.
To be like, here's a little bracelet after your date, cause I don't want you to know that like I'm the main guy. Was like a silly kind of cute thing. But the fact that Chasen did it was like so on brand. Like, it was so like, I honestly think that he thought that was a cool move. I honestly think he thought like, oh yeah. Cause they were both talking and Eric's like, dude, you straight up like destroyed his gift with your gift. Like they both were like, like knuckles, like, hey man, you killed it. Like, I literally think that he thought that like I knocked it out of the park
completely,
because like, and I'm that, in fifth like, grade, like I gave her all my chips,
and then like your necklace was way sicker than Carl's bracelet and all that stuff. And I just am, I don't know, dude, I can't even put it into words. It's just disappointing. It's really disappointing. And I think they miss the fact that like small gestures, like what Carl did, like Carl's explanation for all his little charms on there was actually like really sweet.
Right. No, it totally was sweet, but it was and funny, like kid stuff, but it was actually really sweet.
But when girls actually like you, like, you know, when someone actually likes you and you do a gesture like that, that's always a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Writing someone like little intimate notes that you stash in like their wallet or like their daily planner, or like, you know, if we're going back to school, slip it in their notebook. And then they open up their notebook for like their next period, and they just be like, hey, I'm thinking of you. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Especially when they don't expect it from you.
Yes. Comes out
of nowhere. Like a little standoffish and like a little distant. Okay, so on that, this is the thing that upsets me the most about these guys, is they all think they have game. Yeah. And they all seem to forget that no one wants, none of these women want them to like completely puppy dog and hover.
No.
They want them to be
themselves. Be cool.
Be cool, but also, like, dude, you gotta play a little bit of, like, make them come to you a little bit, too.
You gotta find the balance.
You gotta find the balance. Like, Chasen is literally playing it all wrong.
He's doing the, like, I'm gonna be your knight in shining armor and sweep you off your feet, because you are a goddess and I am a king.
He's like, I'm gonna lock you in my house and never let anyone else lay eyes on you in case that they make you laugh, in case they impress you, in case, like, Chasen's the kind of person where if I feel like if his girlfriend was like, I really liked your friend, he'd be like, well, I'm not friends with him anymore.
Right.
That's the last time that dude's coming over for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
We're never going to his house again. You're never going to see him again. Yeah, she'll go into her phone and delete all the numbers and shared text messages and all that stuff. He'll be like, no, fuck that guy.
You're not going out.
Yeah.
Where are you going? You're not going out.
Why are you
putting on, dating now. Why do you need to go out?
Why are you wearing that?
Yeah, 100%.
Who are you trying to impress? What are you doing that for?
And what I love about this, too, is that, like, right down the road is Joe and Serena, who could not be more mature, sweet, real deal.
Who, like, doesn't like Joe?
Okay, so this is my thing, though. In the beginning, remember, I was kind of on the fence with him when he was moping around the first episode. That was my only beef with him. I was like, I don't like this vibe.
You don't mope?
I mope a little bit, but not on live television.
Be real.
I'll mope at home sometimes.
You're a musician, dog. You tell me you don't mope?
I mope sometimes, but I don't mope on live television on the beach, like, kicking rocks and being like, no one.
Sometimes you have to.
But not on live television. At home, we have a bad day, sure. But not on a TV show that's meant to be like, this is fun, and you're, like, going there for the reason. Here's the thing, though. Right after that, I was monster fan. Then it was like, oh, I get it. Like, he was going through some actual shit. So, for me, that was the only thing that was bothering me. But other than that, Joe is... knock out of the park.
I'm grinning that you're saying you're a monster fan. You can't not like the guy.
Literally, you can't.
I'm saying he's so charismatic.
He's got a $1 million smile.
Dude, he is. Okay, so me and Becca were talking about it. She's like, he went home night one and wound up on Dancing with the Stars.
Like, that's crazy. That's how likable he is.
Yes. You're just like, that's what I told you. My one story that I relayed on this of Joe was, we all got in the kitchen to talk shit about somebody, and Joe came in and he's like, that's not cool, dude.
You said that. Did you notice that Aaron did that? That he did that to Aaron about Thomas?
No.
So Aaron was freaking out about Thomas on the beach. Okay. Then he walks up to the bar after they have their big confrontation before the rose ceremony. Aaron comes back up. Oh, sorry. No. He talked to Tammy. Post Thomas makeout breakup, the whole thing. Tammy, they have their breakup on the daybed. He comes up to the bar and is like sitting there kind of venting about Tammy. And everyone's like, man, that's shitty. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's bullshit. And I literally just hear Joe go, I think the best thing to do is you should just stop talking about it. And he literally shut him down, dude. Basically told him, like, I think you should stop talking shit on Tammy right now. I know you guys have had a breakup, but, like, that's enough.
That's what I'm talking
about.
And I was
like, dude. Whoa, there, I remember that the gray thing. I was like, holy shit, he's did it right there.
Guy.
I agree. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's so weird how mature. Like, they're amazing together to me.
Oh,
like,
they're fantastic.
Like, I feel like romance.
Their
when
chemistry,
I watch them.
Dude, their chemistry is when you're fire. When you're seeing them together, when they're going over their names, it's, you can't help but be grinning.
Every
you're just like
time they talk,
eating green.
It's just like,
okay, broads interrupting the bros one last time. So I've been waking up extra happy lately, and no, it's not for the reason you may be thinking. It's because I'm sleeping on my favorite sheets, and while already that is a great thing, these aren't just any sheets. I got myself a set of Etitude sheets, and oh my God, not to be dramatic, but it's like sleeping on heaven's clouds. 100% bamboo. I mean, it sounds luxurious. And if you can believe it, it somehow feels even better.
I kind of equate it to a silk fabric, but it's like less slippery. It's a mix between the feel of really nice cotton and silk. Honestly, the description, it's not doing it justice. You've got to just try Etitude sheets for yourself.
You got to.
Not only is bamboo the most comfortable fabric to sleep on, it's also temperature regulating, it's hypoallergenic, it's antibacterial, and it's toxin free. I sleep better and wake up feeling more refreshed when I have my Etitude sheets on my bed than any other set. No joke. It's like, it's a noticeable difference.
It's huge. Starting to use Etitude sheets truly changed my life and my family's. I got them all Etitude sheets. They thank me constantly. God bless attitude. And we can't forget to mention the best part. Bamboo is better for the planet. Sleeping on bamboo sheets saves 500 times more water than cotton and produces 52% fewer carbon emissions. Attitude is so confident you'll love their sheets. They'll let you try them for 30 nights. And if you're not satisfied, you can return them for a full refund.
Wow. Right now you can get 20% off your order plus free shipping when you visit attitude.com/chatty and enter promo code chatty. And remember, that's attitude as in eco attitude. Order today for free shipping and 20% off your order at attitude.com/chatty, promo code chatty.
Let me be very honest. I've never been a gym person. The gym intimidates me. For years, I have successfully avoided any kind of public exercise, especially in a class format. No, thank you. I would rather do anything else, but I'm not opposed to exercise at all. Actually, I'd just rather do it in the comfort of my own home, you know, where I can take as many breaks, huff and puff my way through it if I'm not feeling it that day. So when I started seeing Peloton bikes everywhere, I was quickly intrigued.
Okay, so the Peloton bike and the Peloton app, it's an actual game changer because not only can you squeeze in a quick workout while the kids are down for a nap, the platform is also done in a way that really makes the experience better than a gym. From the curated playlist to the themed classes, it's really cool joining a class that has thousands of other live participants from all over the world. It's actually really motivating. And I also like that, you know, you can see all these different workout classes rated in terms of difficulty and how much people liked it. So you're like, you're not going to be wasting any of your precious time when you're choosing a class.
It's actually quite incredible. And with Peloton, you get access to limitless number of disciplines too, so you can mix and match depending on what your goals are, how you're feeling that day. Of course, they have their bike classes, but I've also loved their strength classes. They've got yoga and Pilates, outdoor running classes, even guided meditations. So much variation. There's something for everyone. I've actually been going over to my friend's place lately who has a Peloton bike, and I am truly obsessed. It has exceeded the hype. I have been having so much fun doing it.
I love it. So with Peloton Bike, there's nothing like working out from home. Learn more at onepeloton.com. New members can try Peloton classes free for 30 days at onepeloton.com/app. I love it. Okay. Anyway, terms apply. That's onepeloton.com. onepeloton.com.
Dude, and when Kendall walks in, I wanted to throw up for him.
Oh, that was brutal. I cannot. I'm so nervous for next week.
Dude, I don't even want to, like...
That was brutal. And then she walks in and she just kind of blows everyone off. Not in a rude way, but she's clearly nervous and just wants to talk.
She knows he's there.
And she's just like, hey, where's Joe? And everyone's like,
He's on the fucking daybed.
I think he's over there. Sorry.
He's on the daybed, surrounded by all those women, just playing cupcaking with his new girlfriend.
Brutal.
His face, too. When she's like, hey, butthead.
And she threw him with like the little cute nickname too.
Oh, except that she can be like, why do you have to be in this situation when I walk up?
But I will say you wouldn't know. Like if you didn't know, and he was sitting next to a guy, a girl, like you would never know. But
it's awful. But the fact that we know is just
brutal.
It's so
worst case scenario.
Literal.
To fly there, get dressed up, and then walk down. And just have no idea what's about to hit.
Killing
you.
It too.
Killing it.
Just absolutely killing it.
It's murdering it. Brutal. Brutal. R.I.P. dude. Okay. Let's talk about... Oh, I want to get into this.
Okay, go.
The Kenny, Demi, Mari thing.
Love. Yes. Love.
What a great this fucking shit show that
is.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, so I want to start...
quality TV.
Let's talk about the Kenny and Mari situation that set off the Demi thing. Thoughts.
What are your thoughts initially?
Okay. My thoughts are this.
Yeah.
Mari overshared.
Mm-hmm.
What you do, Mari, is this. You're feeling a little bit like, I like Kenny a lot. Think he's hot. Think he's cool. I don't know if we've developed that like hardcore chemistry yet, but I'm going to keep an eye out. And if my Prince Charming walks down on the beach and sweeps me off my feet, then you have the conversation to Kenny and say, you know what? I have wanted to do, you know, do this whole thing and experience this, but at the same time, you've been amazing. But I also want to just make sure that like I'm in the right mindset and I'm doing the right thing. So I'm going to go on this date. Just because I want to see if it's the right move, whatever. Kind of like Serena did with Joe. Like, I'm going to go on this date, experience it. Nope. Okay, cool. But at the same time, I'm not trying to date a bunch of people. I just want to see because I do think that, you know, there might be something there I want to make sure it is there or isn't there. You don't do it before the person walks down. You don't preemptively say,
I was just going to say
this might happen one day. So FYI, I might. It's like, no, you do it when it happens so that at least you know, like, okay,
cheers.
If I'm going to risk this, cheers. If I'm going to risk this, you do it for the right reasons. She overshared. And Kenny goes, wait, what? You're not happy with me? Oh, okay. And she did not know that she would have to be, the game would be played against her within minutes. Well, so she thought, oh, a guy's going to come down and ask me on a date. It's going to be awkward for Kenny. I'm going to get this out of the way now. She didn't know that, like, that many people like Kenny. I don't think she realized.
No.
That, like, you had Demi, you had Tia, you had, like, people waiting for him. And I think that she kind of was like, oh, shit, I had no idea my man was, like kind of a baller.
Also, the fact of, like, exactly you said about preemptively was he just picked up and he was like, you're anticipating getting asked by this dude and you're going to drop me.
On, like, the anticipation of it.
You're going to drop me instantly if you go have a good time with him. And you're just basically asking me for the permission, but then you also want to fall back to me if that doesn't work out. And then I just like, I will say I didn't like his attitude how he handled it, but the emotional response I resonated with, and I resonated with his read on what she was saying, which was basically like, no, you're not worth my time. I am valued much higher than being someone's second decision, and that's not why I'm here, and I'm going to go and do this. And he was absolutely right. You can't have your cake and ice cream at the same time.
Listen.
What I do think he's doing is ridiculously petty, and he was acting like, I don't know, the way he could have gone about it could have been more, but I also, like, I don't think it was as worse as, I don't think it was as bad as it could have been.
Well, and also with the Demi situation, right, like, it wasn't like he asked a girl on a date. Like, Demi literally attacked him. Like, she was literally on him. So he would have had to have literally said, please stop.
I'm also just referring to his conversation with Mari, to his breakup with Mari.
Yeah, when let's just stick with that.
So now we segue into his follow through.
So I loved how he just was kind of like, yo, so what are you even talking about? And then the best is that Mari goes to Demi to talk about this, which is a hilarious move. Because, like, of all things you've known and seen of Demi of this time, is like, you can't trust this chick, okay? So you just gotta walk away and talk to someone like Serena or Tammy or someone like that. But you can't talk to Demi about this. Demi is
one of the most least trustworthy
people.
She's
a lethal weapon.
She's wildly unpredictable. Everything she's criticizing other people for, she has herself also done.
And she literally, like, the second she was like, I'm so, yeah, I totally understand, Mari. And then she just got up immediately and walked right to Kenny. Like, it wasn't even like minutes. It was like direct line. It was like, cool, okay, bye.
And then fucked him.
I mean, we don't know, but it took him to the boom boom room, right? Let's be real.
Look how destroyed, like, there's so many things. I don't even want to go into the situation, but I don't even want to just go into Demi.
I do love, though. Here's what I love about Demi. Demi reminds you this is a television show.
Go. Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing. Everyone, like, there's like the Joes and the Serenas, and there's kind of these people that are like are blinding you to the fact that, like, this is a reality TV show with producers and a set, and that, like, the drama is built. That's what draws us into this thing.
Totally.
Demi goes, I'm going to do the opposite of the Joe and Serena. I'm going to go full character villain and play a role and be this, like, person. And, like, so that's what I do like about her, is that she just goes, like, I'm going all in on this shit. See what happens. And, like, it makes her, like, interesting. It does make her, like,
but
fascinating.
What bothers me about it is she can't actually handle that role.
No, because obviously we see when Kenny goes out with Tia,
she
freaks.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. She is no.
I kind of disagree, though, because then she goes, it's hard when you have the hottest man. Like, girls are going to want to date him. Like, there is this sense of, like, she kind of does handle it a little bit.
No, because when you see her, she's holding back tears on the situation in front of everyone when they're trying to talk about it. And she can't, like, she can't recover from it. And then when she goes into her ITMs and stuff, she's like, couldn't be more confident, more of this,
it's,
like, one
she's
thing.
Playing a role.
And then you go back into her in the moment and you see her literally falling apart.
She's freaking out.
And it's like, dude, why are you trying to be this thing you clearly
it's a
like,
mechanism. It's like a well, you know totally. it's like a how do I make myself feel absolutely. Really confident? Absolutely.
Well, that's why I don't want to go. I still, you know, I don't like.
Let's not go. Yeah, we don't have to psych eval.
No, but. I don't want to. But it's just what bothers me is like if you're gonna walk on the beach to deliberately play the like I'm gonna mix up the pot and do these things yeah. and I'm gonna ruthlessly behave in this way. Then, like, you know, it's sort of like all the things that she's criticizing other people for, she herself is also doing, and she has done on her previous time in this on BIP. And it's like, dude, have some self-awareness. Like, I yeah. think, like, you know, there's a sense to me of like you based your relationship with Kenny off of sexuality.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's stuff that, like, I don't know. I this is like my own resentment from experiences, but like, you know, so broads, please have a sensitive, but like, I am not like Demi's whole game in this with guys is that she's basically being like, guys are just dumb sexual beasts.
Yeah. Right.
We want to give into their baser level instincts.
Yeah. Right. It's and a little, it's like she boils it down too small.
Yeah. And then basically just like completely overrides and overlooks that like, guys want a lot more than that.
Right.
And especially like guys like Kenny who are just like, dude, I'm 40. Like I really,
and I'm super hot and I've probably like slept with many women. So I'm not quite, just, but he was susceptible to it. He had sex with her.
Well, he's not going to say like no, but he's right. also like, I'm going to drop you in a hot second for a woman who looks at me for more than just right. like the physical package that I'm bringing, which he is curating. Like that's part of Kenny's game.
Kenny is also kind of that vibe.
But
a little
it's
bit,
the
yeah.
same thought of like, if you're like, I've seen this with women throughout my, like, if you see a model, for instance, like the last thing you want to lead with is like, oh my God, you're so gorgeous.
Right. Cause it's like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. It's like, cool. I want someone to see me for more than just like things that like don't necessarily represent my personality.
It's like walking up to someone with a Lamborghini and be like, cool car.
Dude, like obviously. If you there's an amazing documentary called Letters from Marilyn, and it's a documentary about Marilyn Monroe, who is I'm a massive mega fan. Got this it. Is actually, dude, wild shit. Becca may or may not be related, which is wild. Marilyn Monroe's family has family from Durango, Mexico. To like, all, anyway, there's all this stuff you got to read. The documentary is Personal Letters from Marilyn Monroe to Friends. And it just tells us like behind the scenes narrative of her life. And it is exactly that of like, she developed on screen sexuality for women and was never ever seen as anything other than that.
Right.
Instead of being seen as like this genius that's continuously influencing us, she was doing yoga at that time. She was like an equestrian. She didn't go to like, she was self-educated. She was really self-conscious about the fact that she didn't go to college. So she's doing all this stuff to bring so much more to the table. And she was never seen as anything more than the flirt.
Yeah, right, right.
And that was all she was ever like allowed to play. And it's like, dude, take a lesson from that and realize people want to see to be seen for more than the surface. And I just think it's like, that's what she did to Kenny.
Yeah.
And now someone else, the moment someone else wants to see more in him than that, he's gonna trade up. Well, it's the same thing. You think Demi wants to just be seen as the cute no. little blonde girl?
She definitely, it's definitely like a role. She's trying to, it's like a cry out for like, don't let me fall into obscurity. Like, let me, I'm trying to like, fine, I'll do the crazy role. Like whatever will keep me in the limelight, maybe keep my light burning.
But what upsets me is I'm like, own your actions.
Sure, sure.
Own your actions. At least just be a little bit self-aware.
But I don't think she's trying to go that route. The route is shock. You know, how do I be shocking?
True.
So what do you think about Tia and Kenny?
It just bothers me when I see the emotional, like when people are like, sure.
Well, the character's cracking. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what do you think about the Tia date with Kenny?
Dude, I'm like a little borderline, like why the fuck did producers align that? I was really bothered.
What do you mean?
I was really bothered by putting them in a thing? Nude or, thing.
Oh, right.
I was like, what are we doing? Dude, there's sure. a million more creative dates you could come up with. This is so stupid.
Well, it's like because Kenny was naked a lot, so I think they were just trying to get back to that.
I'm
like,
still
baseline.
Just like, dude, Tia, I mean, me and Becca were talking of like, when she was saying like, my mom watches this, my Bible study group watches sure. this, and there's like a lot of pressure in that situation to comply with the scene that producers
yeah, like,
put
I wouldn't
up.
Want to be naked. Like, yeah, that's a lot. And plus, like on TV, and it's like, I thought... The producer move is weird.
Those are the moves by producers in this where I'm like, y'all are scumbags and fucking evil.
It's cheap, yeah.
Like, come up with more creative ways to create, to instigate
interesting concept,
TV.
Yeah. What do you think about her, though, and Kenny? Like, that whole thing. What do you think about her? What do you think about, like...
I don't think her and Kenny are a good pair.
Yeah.
I think she's in such a different world. Kenny is not... I mean, Tia has made her faith, like, a central point of her. I don't see Kenny as, like, a Christian guy.
He's just like I really like Kenny. It's funny.
I like Kenny, too. Because,
like, all the funny stuff with Jess and everything. But it's, like,
so
I've
crazy.
Gotten so into Kenny. Like, I think he's awesome. Like, he's such a cool guy. He's mellow. Like, he's fun. Like, sure, he has his slip-ups, but, like, I really like the guy. Like, he's always cool. I'm always like, dang, Kenny, I like you. But...
I'm just like grinning so big right now.
I'm a huge fan.
I had no idea that he responds and likes all of Jess's comments and all that
it's
stuff.
It's bullshit, but I love him. It's bullshit, but I love him. We should have Kenny on.
Look at you, Mr. Big Guy.
Let's go.
Big man.
I'm not afraid of shit.
Yeah, baby.
I can handle anything.
Let's have Kenny on and then let's immediately confront him about liking all your wife's posts.
Be like, yeah, has she seen your nudes? Yeah, do you like my wife's post? I can handle it. Let's go.
Kenny has nudes?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yes. Kenny has nudes.
Is he hung like a moose?
I don't remember. I don't think I've seen him, but he has nudes.
Who's calling me? Oh, my buddy's calling me.
Okay.
Playing my buddy's bachelor party.
Love that.
We got another one coming out. I told Evan a little bit about it. This one's going to be Star Wars themed. Because my other friend's a fucking Star Wars nerd.
Love that.
I'm going to dress up like Darth Maul.
Ooh, I love like Darth Maul.
Serious stage style, dude. I want a horn crown.
With the double saber.
And I want all the red, absolutely double saber, dude. And just be like...
But then you can't talk
all the yellow
night.
Teeth and just like spiky stuff and just the red and black.
Remember he only says like two words during the whole movie, though? So you kind of have to be quiet.
Dude, all the Sith
he's
are
so
sick.
He's so Sithy.
Yeah.
He's real Sithy.
He's way Sithier than Anakin. Anakin
way
is...
Way Sithier.
All of Anakin's vibes... are the bro squad. Anakin episode 3, when Obi-Wan's like, you are the chosen one, you're supposed to bring balance to the force, and then he's like, I hate you. It's like, dude, that's literally like all the bro squad to me. The moment that they feel like someone wronged them, they're just like full-blown Anakin, where they're like, there's I'm basic. Gonna fucking go and kill all these younglings. And yes. I'm going to do all this stuff and just lash out.
Maul's dope. I always liked Maul.
Maul is sick,
and
dude.
What's cool about Maul is Maul could always take on two Jedis.
Always.
So he was like fighting two Jedis
the
whole time.
Dooku was cool too.
All the bad guys are the best. Let's be real.
All them are sick. Dude, Palpatine is even like...
The only time bad guys ever lose in movies is bad guys' fault. You ever notice that?
Hubris.
It's never that the good guys were good enough to beat the bad guys. It's always the bad guys got too cocky.
Oh, yeah.
But you never see the bad guys actually lose in a fair and square battle. It's always like, because he made some comment or he tried to pull some slick one and then he got caught. But it's never like because in a fair and square battle, the bad guy lost. The bad guy wins every battle ever if it's just a fair square. It's always like some weird shit, some like someone betrays him or he tries to get all like... Any last words? And then the guy gets the shot in. But it's never because he actually lost.
Literally, dude. I mean, Palpatine is going to kick Luke Skywalker's ass. And then all of a sudden, Darth Vader's just like, actually, that's my son and I love him. And I'm just going to pick your old ass up and throw you down a hole into space.
Or how about Palpatine and the whole like in the newer ones where he tries to kill... You know,
Windu.
When he tries to kill the dyad, the force, the dyad, and the force.
And he feigns death, and he's all like, "I'm playing dead," and he's like,
no,
"Anakin, help me."
No, I'm talking about when Palpatine in the new movies, new movies, when he's killing an entire fleet of Rebel Alliance with his electricity, and then he kills those two, and like the only reason why he wasn't able to control her for like a second, like it's like get out of here, dude. Like he's killing an entire army with one hand, like.
You're talking like the newest
new
one.
New.
I'm talking. I was talking episode 3 when he's fighting Windu in the thing.
That's not new, bro. That's 2002.
Still, those
that's
are new.
20 years
those,
ago.
Anything other than 4, 5, and 6 is new Star Wars to me.
Anyway, let's return because we got to wrap this up soon.
Okay, whatever.
Let's get this back to.
Sorry, we were just talking about 6 stuff. We were still on topic.
That's
dude.
True. We were talking about the Sith, and it's similar to this.
Just be respectful.
Tia triggers me.
Why? How so?
She just is the kind of girl that's like, calls a penis like a willy. And like
his ding dong.
Yeah. And like, it'll just be like, there's little Gray. Why is he? Hey, don't stand up. Get out of here. Like, it's really, I don't remember what she called it, but it's like, oh, she called hers a China pot.
I'm not showing my China pot. That's sacred.
Yeah. Like, it's a little bit like China pot. Like, it just feels, I don't know what it is. It gives me like, what? It's something about like, the way
in medical, she kept saying flaccid penis.
Yeah. That was weird too. There's this flaccid penis. Like, what if he was hard? Is that's weird.
What would you prefer? Would you prefer to see a bunch of flaccid dick or a bunch of rock hard erections? Yeah.
I would prefer flaccid.
When I was at Burning Man and everyone, there was all these naked people around, which I ended up, me and my friend challenged each other. We went naked for a whole day. It was very liberating.
Wow.
But it's a big red flag if you see someone with a big ass erection in the middle of like,
what do you mean? Of course it's a red flag,
but everyone's naked, dude.
But that's
the thing is like, you can't get naked and then get turned on by everyone around you. That's not allowed. You can't sexualize it. Well, you gotta be exactly. Chill and cool. You gotta be cool, bro.
But here's also the thing. If you get an erection, hide it. Run away. Go somewhere where you can't, like, be walking around stab with it, that shit.
Dripping hot wax on your erection.
But I'm just saying, like, if you were walking
like,
around...
Oh, I'm not going to like this. And then you're like, oh, I really like that.
But if you're walking
dipping
around...
Dipping in ice water and you're turned like, on,
you should,
that's cool.
You should, like, hide yourself, walk away. Not just walk around and be like, what's cracking?
But there's... Do you know the mode when you're, like, when you get turned on when you shouldn't be and then everything just continues? It's like,
yeah.
You can't get out of, like, nothing is gross to you. Everything right. Is sexy all of a sudden. Because
once you're, it's like a loop. It's like a horny loop.
Yeah. Do you get turned on in church?
I mean, like when I was a kid?
Just ever?
I don't go to church.
Rebel. Do you get...
I like how you say it like it's a current thing. Like last Sunday when you were at church, did you get turned on?
I remember when I was in a boarding school, when I was in this boarding school, my girlfriend at the time was like a very Christian girl. We were at a boarding school. We were traveling around with like 14 kids.
Yeah.
We were very limited selection here.
Right.
And we were inside of like some Catholic church, I think in Peru. And we were holding hands. And then I was like starting to make out with her. And she's like, this is bad. Like, we can't do that. And I was like, that's exactly why we should do that. I was like,
oh my God.
Bro, I was like making out in places like churches. I'm just like, oh, nothing is sexier to me. Than
I remember in church. I was young, little kid, and I remember it was the first time like a girl held my hand, but like in a vibey way. And I remember I was sitting on a chair, my hand was down. I remember being next to this girl and thinking she was so cute. And I just remember thinking like that, just nerves, you know, like the real just kind of gripping nerves. And I remember she slid her hand and just put it on top of my hand and did one of these. And I literally like... I still remember that feeling to this day.
I don't think there's anything more pure than middle school love.
Right.
Those feelings.
Well, because you're just, you, the feelings are new.
Dude, the like.
So you're like not sure what to do with them.
We start a movie sitting 4 feet apart. And then as the movie progresses, we somehow find ways to get
closer together. Or how about just like two shoulders touching.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh. Just gonna like come yeah, and all then, the way over here.
Yeah, and then somehow, the arm like, is kind of here, and then all this. Yeah, oh, like, you feel the brush.
You don't look at or acknowledge until you're lacing fingers, and then you're like,
or how about
electrifying,
the, how about the
like
first
electric
brush,
eye contact?
The first brush happens, and you're not sure if it's intentional or not.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Someone brushes you, and you're not sure if it's intentional, if it was an accident.
Fireworks,
so
dude.
Then you're just like, I'm on edge.
These
I'm on
are
edge.
Those feelings, dude. And this is what we're looking for. This is how I want people to make... If I was on Bachelor in Paradise, that's how I want someone to make me feel.
And this is exactly what's not happening with Noah and Abigail.
Thank you for bringing that up. What did you think about the way Noah handled her confronting him about those things?
Hated it so much.
Same here, dude.
Because here's why. Here's
Go.
Fucking why.
Go. Spin it.
Because I don't like Noah from day one.
Go.
He was bothering me the whole time. The way he even asked her out with this weird white knight shit, didn't like it. Then when she is looking around going, everyone's holding hands, making out, talking. We haven't even gotten there at all. And he just sits around all day long. It was this the whole time. She's like, hey, I really want to talk to you. And he's just this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just a bummer.
Like, dude, this person's... pouring out their soul to you, being like, I really feel this and I feel this. He doesn't even sit up.
Do you think he was gaslighting her?
I think that he was doing the like, I'm not going to let you destroy me. Like, I'm just going to have to be like, that sucks. So I think it was like this weird, like, I'm not going to let you have the power here. So I'm going to like stay slouched and act like I don't give a shit.
I took the exact same read. I'm so glad you said that. I was literally arguing with Becca watching it, being like, dude, what a piece of shit making her feel that
like,
way.
Like, dude, just sit up. Like, if
make
I
eye contact with her
1 millisecond about that, someone, I would have at least been like this. I would have been like, whoa, what? Wait,
where's
okay,
his
let's
engagement?
Talk about this. He just literally stayed slouched looking at the
he's
beach,
all
didn't
like,
even look at her basically half the time. Like,
he's like, I mean, I thought like, when she's like, it seems like you just stopped trying. And he's like, well, I mean, like, why would I continue trying when you were like not giving me any feedback?
Yes. And he showed it in the way that he resented. And then then it makes sense. Every cut of him in the show is him sleeping or laying around doing nothing. Like,
bro,
it's like he's the old retired guy who's just like, more popcorn. You know what I mean? Like, dude, why aren't you romancing her? Why aren't you vibing with her? Why aren't you making out? Why aren't you like holding each other? Like,
it made me so mad. It also made me, okay, so this was my one thing. I love Lance Bass as the host. Make Lance the host. What I didn't like was Nance telling Natasha that she should make the move if she wants to solidify her relationship with Brendan.
That was a weird
because
move.
I was like, bro, you are 1000% missing the point that Natasha wants Brendan to take control of the situation, yes, and show her that he's actually attracted to her, and not making her question her entire reality of like, are you literally just hooking up with me and trying to be like the most limited amount of affectionate possible to string me along until Piper walks on the show, which is 1000% what Brendan's doing.
Yep.
And it's exactly like when Noah's in that situation with Abigail and she's like, bro, I just want you to take control of the situation and kiss me the way you did on our one-on-one date. Why is that energy no longer here? Why are you friend zoning me? Why are you doing this?
Doesn't it almost seem like
he's
he was
all just
doing
like,
it?
Just like, why? Like, you're not encouraging me to do this. And that's exactly what pissed me off about exactly what you said. Him coming in as the white knight, being like, you should get used to this. You should get used to me pulling out chairs for you. And I'm like, bro, you're starting at level 10.
And since
you
the day he locked it down, you
nowhere
did
to grow. You literally have nowhere to grow
we
from
talked
there.
About this the
you think
first
you're
going
to maintain that thing? You built that woman up on a pedestal. You fell in love with the idea of who that woman was to you. It pissed me off how dismissive he was towards her. Was like, it
that
was
infuriating. That's when you really saw what who he was.
Yeah.
Which is just kind of like, oh, you didn't try since the day you told her?
Legit. I hope someone tells her. I hope some new guy just walks in and just fucking sees her. I've had a secret. Abigail's my bachelor crush for Matt season.
She just needs a dude who walks up to her
Go,
and goes,
dude,
I love you. Abigail, I love you.
Okay. But,
but you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I love that. But you know who pisses me off more than anything on this show? Connor.
Oh, I forgot about Connor.
You're pulling out your guitar and you just reminded me.
I was pulling out the guitar to, I want to wrap the episode us singing the song.
Oh, we should totally do
Let's do Connor quick. Connor, listen, bro, you're no competition for Riley. At the end of the day, when Riley comes on and steals your girl, you gotta go, you know what? I tried. I did my best.
Who
when
was
when
it?
Riley walks in, shredded. By the way, Riley is the coolest guy there, too. He's hilarious. When Mari throws the cake in the fire, he's like, dang, I wanted some of that cake. Like, he's just hilarious.
Think was in that? He's
shit.
Like, was it chocolate fudge?
Yeah, he's like, man, I'm hungry as shit. He's like, you know how much I work out? Like, I'm hungry. Like, he, to me, was so cool. He's hilarious. He's cracking jokes. He's smooth as shit. He is, like, super hot.
Who's
he's
the
shredded.
Girl? What's
and it's
the
like,
name of the
when
girl
Connor,
he's with?
When your girl leaves you for him, you just kind of go, well, I mean, look, I can't hate on anyone. It was really great. Thanks for having me. Like, you
like,
can't. You
does just, Connor really think he matches up?
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, he's
what's
like, wait, really went to the boom,
she's
boom,
like,
boom. It's like, come on, dude.
She's you all got, like, Connor's sweet, but like, Riley's the full package. Riley's a real ass man.
And she's and like, I can't wait to explore more of his
she's
body
like,
or whatever.
You know what I'm
mean?
Talking
like,
about? And she's
like, listen, Connor, you just got to be like, dude, you know what? Unfortunately for me, that guy liked my girl. And we, you know, we just do our best in life when we move on.
Also, Connor constantly plays the sad boy which infuriates me endlessly. Like,
what are you talking about?
Who was it? Ivan was talking about all the like these big overarching gestures all these guys are doing, and he's like, nothing is like more transparent and like shows like, you know, none of these women are interested in these like grandiose sort of things. And then they cut to Connor singing someone a song, and it's like, dude, you're
they were like cutting over and he was playing her the song. It was like a
one trick pony, dude.
And it literally said like, yeah, I'm not gonna do this Insecure stuff. And like literally as he was saying Insecure, it cut to Connor playing his guitar. It was just like, dude, oh,
and him saying to him saying to the bartender when he's like, I'm just gonna be the guy like with the gut with the guitar at the campfire
and I can play that role. He's and like, he's I can play like, that role,
dude. Oh my God, dude. That's the last role you should be playing. That's
the worst role.
All this stuff, like, why are you dressed like a cat in your intro? Why are you continually, like, continuously harping on these minor little successes that you had and thinking that it's like, don't pigeonhole yourself, dude.
Yeah.
You probably have a lot more to offer. And, like, dude, it's just like, dude, I was just like, it infuriates me. It infuriates me to see people who have so much more value in themselves just like not play their actual trump card.
Agreed.
They think that that's their crossover move. They think that's their home run hit. And it's like, it's not, dude. That's the worst play in your playbook.
Brutal.
Because it's not really, it's hiding. I don't think he realizes that his songwriting is like really hiding whoever Connor really is.
It's a trick.
Yeah,
it's a trick.
It's
and
a
no
party
one,
trick.
No, and do it once.
It's a good icebreaker,
or it's a fun little thing you do once, and you write funny songs, make people laugh.
Yeah,
but like, it's enough.
Yeah,
it's enough. It's like showing up in the cat suit every day. It's like, it's enough. The one time you did it, fine, funny, whatever. Played on the cat thing, fine. You bring your guitar everywhere. You're playing songs everywhere. It's enough. It'd be like if you were a really ripped guy and you were like, you just do push-ups or like pull-ups. Constantly. Guess how many I could do. Check it out. Count. And 1, 2. And she's sitting there like 22, 23. And he's like, it's a lot, right? It's like, what, dude? Are we still like, doing the trick?
It would literally be like if Jordan wore all his championship rings every day. Just to remind everyone.
That's like one of the biggest accomplishments in sports history.
Just remind everyone.
See,
I got six.
But even that, you're the most successful sports guy of all time. If you just play guitar like around a campfire, like that's nothing to at least like, you know what I mean? Like to brag about. Like one time's fine. Now it's like, who are you? What's your thing? Stop making it about you, that you play guitar.
Literally. And then he's all sad.
Speaking
he's always
of,
like,
yeah. Okay. And he's just like, oh, what do you mean she went to the Boom Room with Riley? It's like, dude, have you seen Riley?
Okay. Yeah. Like, of
Come
course
on.
She did, dude.
You are not even in her league to start with. And then he came in and you're just got to be like, you know what? I tried. We tried to make it work.
He looks like a CGI'd superhero in real life.
He's Captain America in real life. And you are a songwriter boy. Like, let's just be real. You know, stand no chance.
His body is
insane. It's not real.
Insane.
It's not real. It's psychotic. It's like, you just got to give it up and be like, we tried.
Not to mention, dude, he's also like Riley.
He's the funniest guy there too.
He kills it on every
level. He's hilarious. He's charming. He's awesome. He's mellow.
He's a lawyer.
He's not even like a gym rat who like just has no job. It's not like he's like one of the guys who like, he's in between jobs, but he's like a gym rat guy. Like guys who are shredded like that. A lot of times they spend hours in the gym. They don't really do anything. He's the most successful guy on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's the guy with the coolest job. Like everyone else is kind of normal.
Mm-hmm.
He's a lawyer. I mean, you cannot compete.
No.
You gotta just say, it was nice knowing you.
Nice to know you, dude. You don't have fucking 18 abs.
Dude, he has like 25 abs. It's crazy.
It's crazy. His whole body is an ab complex.
His whole body's an ab.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, you guys. Welcome to the campfire.
We're gonna sing you out.
Wait, do we want to sing this or do you want to sing a Green Day song?
I don't know those ready to go.
You don't have any Green Day songs ready to go?
I don't have any of these songs ready.
What kind of campfire guy are you? Let's go.
I am the worst. Jess always makes fun of me. She's
are
like,
you serious?
She's like,
are
for someone
not?
Who like makes music for a living or like does this kind of stuff for a living, the fact that you don't know any songs drives me crazy. I'm like, I don't know
what's
any songs.
This stupid ass Green Day song everyone likes to sing. It's the worst shit. I can't believe they're like so famous for this fucking song.
In every moment I was looking out the back door, and the photo of a villain I was looking for. It's hard to say, it's time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye. Every time I was walking out the front door, I was
take it, baby.
It's time to say it, time to say it. Goodbye. Goodbye. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you in a few, you guys. You gonna say it?
Chat soon.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.